At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
Green Bay Packers face off against the Dallas Cowboys on Super Wild Card Weekend, and a conversation has entered my mind. More so a topic. But this is a conversational podcast between me, myself, and the camera, and you listening. So it's a conversational topic. And the question that's entered my mind is, are the Green Bay Packers gonna run the NFC North for the next 10 years? Will the Green Bay Packers be the better football team than the Minnesota Vikings for the next 10 years? And lots of things are going the Green Bay Packers' way, especially this statistic that I saw on social media. Peter Schrager tweeted this out, and it's widely known around NFL circles, around people following the NFL. And it's that the Green Bay Packers have a very, very young team. Peter's tweet was, "The Packers have 15 players born in the years 2000 or 2001. To contextualize just how young they are, the 2023 Packers are the youngest to make the playoffs in a non-strike season since the 1982 Patriots." So what's that mean? The Packers have a lot of young, talented players. And most people are going to think that that's a result, or that is going to result, in NFC North Division titles, playoff appearances, a lot of this, a lot of that, playoff victories. They found their next quarterback in Jordan Love after Aaron Rodgers was traded to the Jets, and the Packers are going to, you know, hit another home run on Brett Favre and then Aaron Rodgers and then Jordan Love. If there's one thing the Packers do well, it is moving on from their quarterback and ripping off that Band-Aid. They did it with Favre, they did it with Rodgers, and now here we are with Love. But I'm not sold on the Wowzers. But I'm not sold on the Packers being the team of the future or the team of the now. And there's a couple of reasons why. I don't understand why everybody is sold on Jordan Love. Sure, can he throw a nice deep ball? Yeah. Did they dominate the Minnesota Vikings in Week 17? Yeah, they did. Did they beat the Bears to get to the playoffs? Yes, they did. But look at the games that they lost as well. They lost by double digits to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, 34-20, at home. Vikings lost. It was a three-point game. They lost to the New York Giants, 24-22, to the Tom DeVito-led New York Giants, a Tommy DeVito who got benched weeks later for Tyrod Taylor. They lost to the Pittsburgh Steelers, who were going through a bunch of quarterbacks this season, from Kenny Pickett to Mitch Trubisky, now Mason Rudolph, who was their quarterback even against the Pittsburgh Steelers. Oh, and they lost to the Broncos and the Raiders. They got eaten up by the Detroit Lions, and they lost to the Atlanta Falcons. The Packers have really, really bad losses on their schedule this season. even though they made the playoffs, bravo for the Packers for making the playoffs. But when you look at the Vikings schedule, and there's a reason why I chose the Vikings to have a worse record than the Packers this season. And there was a specific reason why. The Vikings had to play at Philadelphia. They had to play home versus San Francisco. They had to play Kansas City. The Packers had to play Kansas City too, so that was a wash. And the Vikings had to play on the road against the Cincinnati Bengals. Three games the Packers did not have on their schedule. And the reason why the Vikings had those games on their schedule is because they played a first-place schedule after they won the NFC North the year prior. So the Minnesota Vikings were victims of a difficult schedule because they were the number one team in the NFC North the year prior. And the Packers got a pass this season. You take those three games that the Vikings had, and the Vikings somehow beat the San Francisco 49ers, but they lost to the Bengals and the Eagles. The Packers, instead, got to play the Giants, got to play the Rams, and got to play the Pittsburgh Steelers. Would you rather play the Rams, Steelers, or Giants? Or would you rather play the Eagles, the 49ers, or the Bengals? It's not that difficult of a question to answer. And I get it. The Packers have young talent. They have this soaring, rising quarterback. But I'm not sold on Jordan Love. He misses way too many open wide receivers down the field. Sure, did they beat the Vikings 33-10 in Week 17? Yeah, they did. They annihilated the Vikings, who started Jaren Hall, a rookie quarterback. And if Jordan Love was hitting on all cylinders, the Packers would have scored 50 points on the Vikings, yet they scored 33. I am not sold on Jordan Love and the Packers, and they are going to get annihilated against the Dallas Cowboys because the Packers are a joke. They are one of the youngest teams to ever make the playoffs. You're a joke. Next year, the Vikings schedule gets a lot lighter because they didn't finish first place in the NFC North. They finished tied for last with the Chicago Bears in the NFC North. So let's take a look at the Vikings schedule, shall we? Next year, the Vikings home games. You got the in-division games against Detroit, Green Bay, and Chicago. And then you got San Francisco. That's a tough one. But then you got Arizona at home. You've got Houston at home. You got the Colts at home. You got the Falcons at home. And you got the Jets at home. All of those games are very, very winnable. Even though the Houston Texans made it into the playoffs, are you really sold on them doing that back-to-back years? I get it. They have CJ Stroud, a rising superstar in the league. But playoff teams change every single year. And I would bet that they would not be a playoff team the following year. On the road, you got the division games. Detroit, Chicago, Green Bay. And then you face the LA Rams on the road. The Seahawks on the road. The Jacksonville Jaguars on the road. The Tennessee Titans on the road, and the New York Giants. This schedule for the Minnesota Vikings next season will be so much easier than the Green Bay Packers, who finished second in the NFC North. The Vikings will be a playoff team next year, whether Kirk Cousins is back or not. And the Green Bay Packers, you had your one victory lap of joy this season. You think you found a superstar in Jordan Love. But guess what? It took so long for Jordan Love to enter the frickin' game that the Green Bay Packers need to make a decision on him this offseason. Because Jordan Love's contract is running out. They're going to have a situation like the New York Giants where they're going to pay Jordan Love a bunch of money, just like the Giants paid Daniel Jones, because he had a couple of good games. because they went to the playoffs 1 year with him. And now I guarantee you the Giants are regretting handing Daniel Jones that cash. Because the Giants suck. And Daniel Jones sucks. And Jordan Love, he ain't all that much better. I am not sold at all on that quarterback. And the Packers, they're probably going to get pressured into paying him a lot of money. And then you're going to have to pay a mediocre quarterback all of this money. And then what are you going to do with all those other young players that are going to demand contracts very, very soon? Well, they're going to hit free agency because you're not going to be able to resign all of them. And then the Packers are going to be bottom feeders in the NFC North because the Chicago Bears are getting better. The Minnesota Vikings will draft a quarterback this offseason or bring Kirk Cousins back. And the Detroit Lions, well, we'll see what happens with them because they might falter soon too. Their offensive coordinator is going to leave and be a head coach somewhere else. So they might be going downhill soon too. So with all of this being said, the Packers aren't going to run the NFC North. The Packers will not be the better team. The Vikings will be the better team. I guarantee you it. Thank you for listening to this episode. If you want to subscribe, hit that subscribe button in the bottom right-hand corner of the screen. If you're listening on Apple or Spotify, please rate, review, and follow the podcast wherever you're currently listening to this podcast. Everyone, thank you for listening. Have a great day. Take care.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.